It is 7:30 a.m. inside the Hitchcock household, and 5-year-old Connor is getting ready for his first day of school.
Put on your clothes, brush your teeth, wash your face, comb your hair, pack your bag.
He grabs a blue backpack with soccer ball patches and his name embroidered in green on the front.
Mom, this didn't go in there.
It doesn't go in your backpack, your folder?
I know, but it doesn't go in that place in the backpack.
Oh,
it goes in the second one.
Okay.
A short car ride later, and Connor is on the playground at Baranoff Elementary School. He surveys the dozens of children who are running around, steps onto the gravel, and finds the line for his class, but not before looking back at Mom and Dad. And with that whistle, the students head inside to start the day. Connor Hitchcock is one of 120 kindergartners enrolled at Baranoff Elementary this year. That is a dozen more students than last year. Principal Michelle Beach says about 10 families registered students in August.
And when that happens, that's why we end up at the last minute trying to kind of scramble and add another teacher, because if we had known of those numbers in the spring, we would have known that our, you know, what our population was going to be, or had a better feel for it.
The extra students raised the student-to-teacher ratio in Baranoff's 6 kindergarten classrooms to approximately 20-1. School officials thought that was too much, and they quickly decided to add a new teacher.
It happened very fast. In fact, I'm still trying to catch up.
Rachel Sorokin was hired on a Friday afternoon.
And I was ecstatic. I was jumping up and down and so excited about that and couldn't wait to get started. Little did I know it meant getting started in just a few hours, because then I was right in the classroom getting it all ready for the first day of school.
School started the following Wednesday. The addition of a new teacher was fast and expensive, an extra $75,000 when you factor in salary and benefits. It means kindergarten class sizes are now between 16 and 18 students instead of 20 or more. But Principal Beach and teachers agree that small change makes a big difference.
Kids that are crowded are not happy kids.
That's Linda Fredrickson, Connor's teacher. This is her 23rd first day of kindergarten, and she sees the same thing every year.
It becomes an issue of, you're sitting too close to me, or he's touching my stuff. You know, kindergartners are pretty egocentric. They're concerned about themselves, and it's really hard for them to see that they're in a classroom of 18 to 20 kids.
Fredrickson says low class sizes mean better learning, and a body of educational research supports that theory. The most comprehensive study was called Project Star, conducted in Tennessee in the mid-1980s. It compared classes with an average of 15 students to classes of 22 to 25 and found an increase in achievement in the smaller classes.
I like the way Connor's taking that apart. Joey, can you take that apart?
Back in Fredrickson's classroom, playtime is over. The students sit in rows on the floor and listen intently in front of a big easel marked Morning Jobs.
So this morning, there were lots of things we had to do to get ready for school. And I bet there's lots of things you have to do in the morning to get ready before you come to school.
Like Connor, sitting in the back of the group, chimes in.
I have a list so I already do that.
So you have a list in the morning that helps you remember? That is so funny, Connor, because we have a list in kindergarten, too.
Fredrickson says young children require a lot of attention because they are still learning how to sit quietly, listen, share, hold a pencil, and eventually get down to work. Parents Bridget and Randy Hitchcock say Connor has been getting ready for kindergarten for a long time.
The last month, like how many weeks and how many days, and you know, so he's been really looking forward to it. Every time we mention anything to do with kindergarten, he's like, yeah!
Oh, I'm excited because he's really excited. So he's really excited.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.